Well, Sean, it's down to serious business here in Donegal this weekend. We're into the last eight in the Senior Football Championship, and we'll kick off straight away because the action is getting up and running pretty shortly. In actual fact, the first of those quarterfinals sees Kilcar play for Masters in Fentra this afternoon, and I think by all accounts and going on current form, Kilcar would go into that game very much as the firm favourites.
Well, good afternoon, Tom. Yes, you would think Kilcar will be favourites there, given the players that's available to them. I don't know, maybe Patrick really maybe carrying an injury, but given the players available, you think that Kilcar, and they're going well in the league. I think they're second in the league there. So, as most four Masters, the game will be dependent on the leg of Carr Lacey and Michael Doherty and players of that there, the older players, to lead them on the day. But you'd have to say that Kilcar probably have the players there to win that game.
Yeah, and I suppose Kilcar, you know, most people are talking about St Junan's and Glenswilly and Niamh Connell and St Michael's. Kilcar have to be one of the favourites as well overall.
Yes, Tom, I'd say, I mean, Kilcar, you certainly know what the players have the last number of years, and I suppose maybe Kilcar felt last year with their game against Glenswilly, if they had won that there, possibly maybe put them into a win a county title, and probably felt maybe they lost it. I don't even remember maybe Patrick Brady and a few lads a couple of chances maybe to win that game, but on the day they didn't take their scores and probably felt that they could have maybe made a county final last year. So I'm sure, I mean, like every other club, they've been building over a number of years, they have the players there, and certainly they would be thinking of trying to win a county title. Mm. And they have the players certainly to win one.
Yeah. Anyway, the action moves this evening to McCool Park. We mentioned Niamh Connell earlier as one of the favourites. They're taking on, I suppose, one of the sides who are quite happy to be in a quarter final and to have their status retained for another year, Termon. But Termon have put off a surprise or two in the past.
They have. You have to give Termon a lot of credit here. I mean, Termon's probably relegated last year. They're top of Division 2 the year, and looks like they're probably going to get promoted back into Division 1 again. I suppose, maybe, not taking away from Termon's achievement, probably maybe in their division for the championship, you mean, there was three Division 2 teams in it as well, along with Kilcar, you mean. So, but any day, Termon had to go out and get their 3 points to qualify for today's quarter-final, you mean. So, it'll be dependent maybe on Johnny McCaffrey and Ollie Doherty and by the then, and you have young Dara McDade and Christy Conlon up in front for score. So you have to give Tim a lot of credit. They're a good club there, they're working hard, they're probably picking, you know, limited enough pick in relation to what they're coming from. But up again today, I think, you know, Atlantis, a lot of people would feel, you mean, they're top of the table in Division 1. They haven't won it since 2010, and some of these players, like us all, the mileage is starting to build up, and they look like maybe that they are well organised this year. You would feel that they probably have just a little bit too much firepower here for Termon this evening.
Hmm. The general feeling is Niamh Connell, of course. Anthony Thompson really was the only man until very late in the season when Leo McLoone came in to the county setup. They hadn't that distraction this year, which they had over the last few years when they had 4 or 5 men, and Martin Regan and Cahal Corey is back in helping out as well. They've got their act together, shall we say, and they've got a lot of good work done.
They have, Tom. I mean, Clenty's, if you look through their team, you know, I mean, they're, I mean, recognise all their names, you know, the Marty Biles and the Anthony Thomasons and the Cahal Ellis's and the Darragh Gallers, Leo McClune, we know them all, Dermot Malai, you know, Leo Thompson, you know, John O'Malley, Brendan McDyer, we know all those players for last time. Maybe I know them more about them because we used to clash with them at minor level. Like, I mean, then they've been young Kevin McGettigan's in there, he's 19 years of age, you know, he won a Burkhana Cup, I seen him in Burkhana a couple of years ago, I seen him playing with Glenty's reserves maybe 2 years ago in the senior reserve final. So, you mean, they've a lot of talent around them, they're in very good hands, you mean, with Cahal Corey and the manager there. So, you mean, you would feel that they've been knocking up good scores. I see there in the championship, you know, I think they've hit 213 and 214 You know, with 6-39, they've scored in the 3 championship games so far, you mean, and given their league form. And I suppose for Enties, the big one was to go to St Unions, you know, and to beat St Unions by 11 points was a good victory for them, you mean. So, again, I think, you know, that they'll probably have that little bit too much firepower for a term. And they're another team, again, that we feel that's going to be pushing hard to win this championship.
Mm. And moving on tomorrow, of course, the afternoon game is in O'Donnell Park. It's in Michael's. I think they overtook Niamh Conaill last weekend at the top of the table with that victory in Dunloe. And, well, I suppose they're playing the surprise packet of the championship. Mallon, your Inish own representatives coming out in what was a tough group and going to Maharagallan and getting a great result. Michael's will be favourites going into that one, but Mallon will relish it, won't they?
So you have to give Mallon a lot of credit here, you know. You know, the Baker Bile took them over this year, and
Baker Bradley
took them over this year, you mean, and you mean, like every new manager, he probably had to put his own stamp on how he wanted to play and wanted to learn with the players, and maybe that has maybe given them a different form in the league. But you have, as you said there, their championship has been very good. I suppose when the championship draw was made, I would have probably Mallon, no disrespect to McCool's, you know, they would have felt that they would have got their 2 points at home there, but in that game against McCool's, it was Mallon who had to, you know, fight back and pull a draw out of it. So, I mean, you know, Mallon's task then was to go to Glenswilly or away to Gweedore to pick up 2 points. The day they played Glenswilly, it was a terrible day in terms of weather-wise and rain, and I suppose a couple of goals made the difference there for Glenswilly. But to give them a lot of credit, and I'm not surprised with Mallon, you know, they're a great outfit, a great determined bunch of young fellas, you mean. They work hard and they give every pound of flesh they've got. They went out to Gweedore and got their 2 points, and they're there today in the quarter-final. And you mean, yes, you'd have to say that St Michael's are coming to this game strong, but make no mistake about it, Mallon will throw everything they have at them this evening, you mean, in this game. But you mean, you'd have to say again, St Michael's are strong. They're another team that we're starting to recognise names that's there all the time. You know, their midfield, you mean, of Christie and Mark McGahinney have both played really well for Donegal this year. You mean, are strong. You have Daniel McLaughlin on the 40. You know, Colm Anthony's inside. You mean, the Langan brothers there. You mean, the half-back line of the Gallaghers and Peter Whitrow. They're a strong side as well. You mean, they're going well. They're in top of the table as well in Division 1. So you have to say the experience. But another team, and then suppose with Declan Moner recently joining the management team, you would feel there are another team certainly that's going to be fighting and should be, and feel maybe they should have a county title won at this stage. You know, I mean, like Colm Anthony and Christie, I mean, the clock is not stopping for them. So again, you'll feel they have that wee bit of strength and depth to beat Mallon. But make no mistake about it, Mallon will push them as hard as all as they want.
Some question marks about Colm Anthony. I know he went off last week in Dunloe, suffered an ankle injury. If he wasn't to make it tomorrow, would it, certainly to even matters up, or could it even tip the scales?
Well, it certainly would. Colm Anthony is a big threat, you know, in any team, you mean, and any team that's playing against the Michaels and Colm Anthony in the square certainly have to have their defence formation in place. They have to watch him. He's dangerous. We all know we've watched him for too long. He can poach goals out of nowhere, you mean, with some of the All-Ireland final 3 years ago, you mean. So certainly he would be a loss, but I still think that, you mean, they still have a lot of firepower there. I suppose this game will go around a lot to the middle of the field, you mean. Anthony Kelly, you know, is a big strong lad there, young Hooton, Shamey Hooton in the middle of the field, another big physical, big strong fella from Mallon there, you mean, and those two guys, you mean, Christy Ty and Martin McHilly will be a fair clash, and I think that game will around the middle of the field there is going to play a big part in how that game is going to go. You mean, I suppose you would say Declan Walsh will probably pick up Daniel McLaughlin, and stay with him. If Charlie Bourne in the defence there, maybe it's another man, maybe for a man marking job, they have those bits of options, you know what I mean. But I do feel it's going to be the feeling with this game is going to be won or lost. But again, I think that maybe the way that St Michael's, you have St Michael's top of the table, and Mallon have been going that well at the bottom of the table, you feel that St Michael's just going to have the edge there.
And, well, moving on to the big one tomorrow evening in Ballybuffet, it's St Jonah's, the champions, against Glenswilly. Really, what can one say about that tie? I suppose it's really the tie of the weekend.
It is again, Tom. I mean, again, I suppose I suppose give Maxi a lot of fair play. He came into St. Eunice last year and he put a new young team out there. A lot of people probably, I don't know, within St. Eunice, within Maxi's own background team, did they feel they were going to win a county title. But at the end of the day, the stats will show that they won a county title with a relatively young team, you know what I mean? I suppose, again, they'll be disappointed with their 11-12 point trouncing by Glenties at home there a couple of weeks ago. But I suppose if any other management team, Maxi would have learned what happened, what would learn from that game, where the stakes were made, who wasn't playing well, and sometimes maybe you can take a lot of the game. So that probably will be, probably they've got a warning at an early stage. That's really, again, as I've said already, a lot of players here that we know, they're a seasoned outfit, Michael and Neil Gallo certainly with a big influence there. But there are a lot of other good players there, a lot of players that we know from years, from Keelan Kelly and Gary McFadden and Darren McGill, you have Eamon Ward there, established at full back, and the Crawford brothers in there as well, Nathan McDevitt. So they're another team that's well established again, they have the experience of winning two county titles, they've lost one last year as well. So again, probably it's a game they feel it's going to go to the wire. There'll be very little in this one. You may feel maybe that the bit of physicality that St. Eunice have over, then St. Eunice are a relatively young side. You have young Morrison and Michael Miller and Rory Carr in there, are quite young. They're 19, 20 years of age. They're still young players. Darren McGoon, Bobby Middle of Field, is still only a young player. But I suppose they'll be looking on the like of Kevin Rafferty and Conor Dunn and like of Eamon Doherty to lead them again. Conor Park in the defence is a really good player as well. Of course, then, at the end of the day, St. Eunice wouldn't be the same without Big John being about, and if Big John can come in maybe and gives them another 20 minutes or half an hour,
That's John Harnan.
John Harnan, it's still going to be a force to reckon with. So I think, at the end of the day, it's going to be a very close game again, and it'll be very, very little. And I think maybe the defeat of last year with Lynn Swilly and maybe that wee bit of physicality may swing it to Lynn Swilly, but I'll tell you, Tom, I wouldn't have you putting the house on it.
Yeah. And finally, before we let you go, Sean, there's just one other bit of business to be done. Well, there's a lot of business to be done in the Donegal Senior Championship yet, but one other interesting game tomorrow. It's a Senior Championship relegation playoff, and our draft find themselves in one of those positions. They're playing Clonmacnoise tomorrow, and I'm sure John McConnell and our draft will be certainly hoping to extract themselves from that dogfight.
Yes. It is Ardra. I suppose Ardra are like other parts of Donegal. They've lost maybe a number of players there over the last number of years. And they've been struggling. A great club like Ardra, great tradition. To find themselves in that position. But again, we all know Ardra. Ardra will not go down without a fight. But as I said, when they're probably suffering from emigration and. And a club like them probably picking them out of that there has suffered, and it's, I suppose, unfortunate to see. But I suppose Ardra, I suppose, like over the years, are one of the teams, with St. Eunice and with the Four Masters, that's kept our championships very, very competitive. And I suppose now, as we've talked already here, we have St. Michael's coming in now, teams that there, Kilkear back into it again, We have our St. Eunice and Les Willys. So I think we have a good championship there, and to your question, our draw, I think that maybe our draw, they'll be hard to beat again. The tradition is there, and it's hard to beat tradition, their day will come again. But as we move back to our championship, I'm looking forward to this championship. I think we've still four or five of the best teams in Donegal still involved. And I think, this year, I suppose last year, we were lucky to go to an Ireland final and enjoy that there. Unfortunately, on the day, we didn't produce the business. We had to run off our championships fairly quickly as a result. And it's a bit tough, in clubs. And it's nice to win a championship game and maybe get a fortnight to prepare for your next game. So I think this championship is good. I think we're in for a real good finale here with four or five teams that can win this championship. And I think from Donegal perspective, it's good for club football here. And I, for one, am certainly going to enjoy it and watch it.